High school basketball is on the air.
As a Jake Fowler will put it on the floor and dribble out here in the three-point territory. Fowler looking for penetration. Spins there right at the top of the key. Moves it down in the baseline to Brady Barrett. His pass inside to Brown. Kicks it back out in the corner to Overmiller. Shot good.
Follow the Pride.
Here's Sharice Farmer with the ball. Sharice, entry pass. Lexi Schmidt back at the free throw line. Hands the ball away to Sharice. Drives it down the lane. Now to Caitlin Ernst. To Lexi Schmidt back out here at the free throw line. To Chanel Farmer. Dribbles the ball to the basket. Scores!
Follow the Thrills.
Finley will inbound the ball. Finley looking. Comes outside. Crying. He launches up a shot at the buzzer. He hits it! Gilder hits it! A three-point field goal! And Gilder wins the state championship! Holy smoke!
Follow the Breeze 94.5. It's high school basketball on KLIQ and KLIQFM.com. Let's take you courtside for tonight's game.
And hello, everyone. Welcome to Lincoln Northeast High School for Championship Saturday. We have got all kinds of boys' state basketball action for you today. Some has concluded, and some is still to go. Doug Duda with you here on the Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5 and KLIQFM.com, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Great photos from all of the high school basketball state tournaments, boys and girls, plus updates, and you can hear us on the web as well. This afternoon, we're at Lincoln Northeast for the D2 state consolation game as the Why Not Blue Devils take on the Loomis Wolves. Doug Duda along with you here as we get ready for more basketball later tonight on the Breeze, the D2 championship game. Giltner and Howells will get underway at around 8:30, probably a little later than that. All six championship games today are airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Right now they are at halftime in Class B. It is South Sioux City 24, Scottsbluff 20. Mike Gazelle, 10.7 rebounds for South Sioux City. Earlier today in state championship action in C1, we've had two great ones. In C1, Boys Town comes from 9 down for a 58-55 win over Wahoo. And in D1, O'Neill St. Mary's in an up-and-down ball game. They were up 9 at the half, got outscored 25-5 in the third quarter, and then they come back to beat Pawnee City 56-54. O'Neill St. Mary's goes 28-0 to win the D1 title. Still to come today, Ravenna and Lutheran High Northeast in the C2 final, 4:30 on Classic Hits 98.9 at ESPN Radio. And the A final, Omaha Central and Omaha South, is also to go at 6:30. In consolation games today, Papillion La Vista defeated Lincoln North Star 80-56 in A. Beatrice over Omaha Grove 60-56 in B. Just finished up here, Bishop Newman beat Minden 70-51 in C1. And in C2, Hardington Cedar Catholic beat North Platte St. Pat's 69-51. Over at Lincoln East, Humphrey St. Francis and High Plains are just getting ready to tip off the D1 third place game. And we've got Why Not and Loomis here in D2. Why Not making their fourth trip to state. This is their second straight third place game. They lost last year to Sterling, and for the second straight year they were beaten in the semifinals by Giltner. We'll come back and take a look at the starting lineups right after this. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Time now for a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, your lifestyle, your bank, Five Points Bank. First of all, for the Why Not Blue Devils, they have a ton of Weisler kids on their team, and three of those are in the starting lineup. Number four, 5'11 senior Austin Weisler. Number 11, 6'8" junior Nate Weisler. And number 20, 6'1" sophomore Davis Weisler. Also starting, number 24, 6'3" senior Chris Schmidt. And number 30, 6'2" 2 senior Kobe Sudbeck. The leading scorer is the 6'8 junior center, Nate Weisler, at 13.5 points a game. They're pretty balanced after that. They're coached by Lee Hymas, assisted by Steve Hymas. They're 23-3 on the season, ranked third in the state coming into the tournament. They defeated Santee and Wausau in overtime in the sub-districts, Stewart in the district final, and here at the state tournament, Wynot defeated Fall City Sacred Heart in the opener and fell last night to Giltner. Wynot had a second-half lead, but Giltner scored 16 in a row to win it 49-38. For the Loomis Wolves, same starters, number 12, 6-foot senior Clay McNall, number 22, 5'11 senior Kaylin Anderson, number 30, 6-foot junior Shane Sunquist, number 32, 6-foot 2-inch junior Josh Earsom, and number 42, 6-foot 1-inch senior Matt Houston. Clay McNall leads the team in scoring at 15 points a game, but between 8 and 10 points a game for the other four starters. Head coach of the Wolves, Steve Johnson, assisted by Casey Verbka. They are 18-6 on the season, ranked 9th in the state. They defeated Axel and Bertrand in the sub-districts. They were beaten in the district finals by Giltner, used the wild card to get to state, where they played their best game of the year to beat Sterling on Thursday night, and then were just totally shut down by Howells last night, losing 45-28. And that is a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. We'll get our third-place game in D2 underway right after this on The Breeze.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
The Breeze, 94.5.
With our producer back in the studio, Maggie, Doug Duda here with you at Lincoln Northeast as Wynot in the home white against the traveling green of Loomis, who will go from left to right. Josh Earsom will jump center here against the big fella, and that is Chris Schmidt, 6'3 guard, and the ball is in the air, and the tap is controlled here by Wynot. And the big, big fella, Nate Weisler, 6'8 junior, didn't jump center, but they've got a tall team here going against this 2-3 zone. Shot blocked from behind by McNall, but it goes right back into the hands there of Weisler. Underneath they go to the big fella, and the reverse layup is up by the junior, Nate Weisler. And Wynot is on the scoreboard here with the first bucket of the ball game. They'll try and put on some pressure. It'll be interesting to see how Loomis handles this. That was a very pressure-packed game against Sterling and then more of a slowdown game against Howells. Earsom of the baseline. Jumper comes up short. Rebound brought down by Nate Weisler again. Austin, Nate, Davis. They are the three Weislers, and Davis drives in, missed the layup. Both teams look like they're ready to go here. The rebound will be ripped out of there by Matt Houston. Talking with head coach Steve Johnson before the game, he said there's no tricks here. They want to come out and win this game. They want to play hard as Sunquist takes it coast-to-coast. Pull-up jumper from six, no good. Rebound comes down to Schmidt. And we're into a track meet here in the first minute. Runner at the other end. Off the glass is up and in by Austin Weisler. And it's 4-0. Wynot with the first two buckets of the ball game. McNall pushes the ball up the floor right down the middle. Scoop shot is partially blocked, but they also call a foul on Nate Weisler. Both these teams had to play late last night. Loomis was playing after 10 o'clock last night, so a very quick turnaround time here for the Wolves with this 2 o'clock tip-off. On KLIQ-FM, Hastings, Grand Island, Kearney. The free throw is off the front of the rim, no good for Clay McNall. And if you haven't heard or watched Loomis all year, that is the biggest Achilles heel they have. They are not a good free throw shooting team. And McNall misses them both, but the rebound is tipped into the hands of Kaylin Anderson, and Anderson is fouled. And I think the big fella just got his second. They may bail him out. There were two or three Wynot Blue Devils in there. And they will not call it on Nate Weisler. They'll call it on Kobe Sudbeck, his first, and the team's second. And back to the line will be Kaylin Anderson. So Anderson gets his try from 15 feet, and it's up, and it is in. With the lack of scoring last night, Loomis fans want to look at the first night where they played outstanding, especially after the first quarter of play, where they were in a very rough and tumble game. Second free throw will not go. Rebound brought down by Kobe Sudbeck. And Sudbeck will get rid of the basketball against some pressure here, trying to throw over the top into the front court. With it is Davis Weisler. He'll go back out to Austin against an extended 2-3 zone here. Running the baseline is Nate Weisler. Right side they'll go to Schmidt. Schmidt's get pass over to the left wing. They average 57 points a game, give up 38. Loomis averages 57, gives up 47. So why not a little bit better defensive team? And they try to whip it down to the baseline, but over the head is Sudbeck and out of bounds. First turnover of the game belongs to Why Not. 6:18 to go, first quarter. Why Not 4, Loomis 1. And dribbling through the pressure, McNall, he has numbers, pulls up at the free throw line, kicks it out of the wing to Houston. Houston tries baseline but can't get anywhere against that height. Now puts the shot up, and it's no good. Rebound brought down by Chris Schmidt. Schmidt will push it up to Austin Weisler. Front court, right corner. Trapp tries to step through, throws the elbows out to clear room, kicks it over to Devin Weisler. And for Davis, he will get it inside. The ball ripped away by Earsom. Second turnover for Why Not. Up the floor, here they come. The layup is up too strong. And the rebound brought down by Nate Weisler. And then a foul in the backcourt trying to get it back. Sundquist got into foul trouble yesterday trying to do that. And he'll get his first one of the game here for Loomis. But as Anderson took the ball in for the two-on-one, he adjusted his shot. They are a little intimidated right now by the Why Not height. Last night, of course, taking on Howells, a tall team, not a 6'8 kid, but they had 6'4, 6'5, and they were so big. They could jump. It was hard to do anything inside the paint last night for Loomis, and they were held to a season-low 28 points. Breaking the press and into the ball game, Jackson Sudbeck. He tries to attack, loses the ball. We're going to get a jump, and the arrow will point the way of Loomis. So it takes a little while to get things shaked out here. Didn't get into the finals. Why Not, obviously, is really hoping that they could get Giltner this year after being beat by them in a close game last year. Couldn't do it. Now Sundquist dribbles by four men, kicks it off to Earsom. The seven-footer is short. And a foul called on Loomis as the ball falls into the hands of Nate Weisler. We just witnessed Minden here at Lincoln Northeast falling to Bishop Newman 70-51. Championship teams from the area in the finals, Ravenna and Giltner later today. Ravenna in the C2 final at 4:30, Giltner in the D2 final at 8:30. Foul is called here on Shane Sundquist, and he's got two quick ones, and he'll have to come out of the ball game, and Kyle Rademacher will come in. Loomis now also brings in Matt Gray into the front court. The free throw line jumper for Why Not is no good by Brady Strotman. And the rebound brought down by Loomis's Matt Houston. Gets it into the front court. The ball is thrown away, and an uncontested layup at the other end is scored by Austin Weisler, his second bucket. And Why Not is out to a 6-0 lead. Howells jumped out 10-0 last night on Loomis. And cruised from there. They were up 15-3 after one. Rademacher against the zone, slips it left side. Houston tries the baseline again. That jumper won't go. Nate Weisler with the rebound. You fear that Loomis made everything on Thursday and hasn't been able to make anything tonight or yesterday. Why Not with the basketball leading at 6-1, 4:20 to go here in the first quarter. Pull-up jumper at the free throw line is too strong that time from Sudbeck. The rebound is tipped back out to him, and he'll get it onto the left wing here. Stepping through is Sudbeck. That's Jackson. So you got Sudbecks and Weislers, and now down low, the attack by Nate Weisler, no good. Rebound, put back up. Shot no good in there by Cody Sudbeck as it was blocked by Earsom. And finally, Loomis is able to gain control of the basketball. But they have yet to score a field goal here in the game, trailing 6-1 midway through the first quarter. Up top with it is Houston. Swings it over to Anderson. Rademacher at the top of the key to McNall. McNall, three-pointer is on the way. It is off the mark. Offensive rebound by Houston, and he'll be fouled. That went out of the paint to grab the rebound, and Why Not chasing it down, fouled him. Foul is on Austin Weisler, his first. And into the ballgame, Kelly Thorell for Loomis. Back in is Chris Schmidt for Why Not. And Davis Weisler. In Class B, Scott's Bluff takes the lead from South Sioux City, 28-26. Five and a half to go in the third quarter after back-to-back threes by Scott's Bluff. So they're trying to upset South Sioux City. Here it is Loomis just trying to find a way to get a bucket, and instead they turn it over to the other end. The layup is up and in by Davis Weisler, who made the steal from Anderson and scored, and it is 8-1. Why not with the lead? Up the floor, Clay McNall. McNall has everybody around him, and a blocking foul going to be called. Sliding underneath was Kobe Sudbeck, and that's the second on Sudbeck. So at the line, but Loomis has to be able to take advantage of their free throws. And Clay McNall will shoot two here. This is a Why Not team that starts three seniors. They've got a junior and a sophomore. And for Loomis, they start three seniors and two juniors. And the free throw is up, and it is in for Clay McNall. And Evan Dow now checks in for Loomis. And Anderson will sit. Second free throw now for Clay McNall on the way, and he got them both. So he's 2 of 4 here, and it is 8-3. Why not? Loomis has to score to put that pressure on, and they get the trap on, but they'll just throw over the top of it. Why not's into the front court with all that height. Davis Weisler to the left baseline. Cut off there by Gray. And Rademacher needs some help on the wraparound. Gets it out for a three-pointer. Jackson Sudbeck, he'll hit it. First three attempts of the ball game by Why Not goes through for Jackson Sudbeck. And that'll make it 11-3, right back to an 8-point lead. Loomis up the floor with the basketball. They turn it over again, but then trying to make a quick pass, Chris Schmidt threw it right back. There was nobody else there. Chris, of course, at 6'3", doesn't want to be handling the basketball that much, and he had nobody to get it to. And to try to force it into Thorell, the ball is lost away. A foul called. Looks like it's going to be on McNall. Why Not fans making a little noise here. It's on Kyle Rademacher. It'll be his first third team foul here, but very similar to yesterday for Loomis. Can't score, have some turnovers, having some problems with the Why Not height. Last night it was Howells, 11-3. Why Not leads it here with 2:25 to go in quarter number one, and getting tripped up on his drive to the bucket is Jackson Sudbeck, and a foul will be called. Goes on Clay McNall, his first. And the team fouls are even at 4. Into the ball game, here comes Matt Houston, and Evan Dow will check out. Why Not has the ball underneath their own hoop, looking to throw it in. Taking some extra time, and they'll have to go to the outlet. Davis Weisler at the top of the circle. He'll give it off to Brady Stratman. Stratman takes it to the left-hand corner. Cut off there is Sudbeck. Jackson. Out of the wing, they'll go to Davis Weisler. He attacks, he puts it up, and a blocking foul will be called on Loomis as the shot does not go. Two free throws coming, and the blocking foul is on Matt Gray. So we've had a lot of fouls called here in the first quarter. And at the line to shoot two is Davis Weisler. First free throw is hanging on a rim and in. 12-3. Back in Josh Earsom for Loomis and Austin Weisler for Why Not. Second free throw now. On the way, and it is good. So both free throws drained by Davis Weisler, who now has 4 points, and the lead is up to 10 in the first quarter for Why Not. And in the backcourt, trying to reach in and steal the ball, a foul is called on Brady Stratman. His first. It is his team's fifth, though. We've had 10 fouls called in 6 minutes here. And Loomis will inbound a basketball. With it is McNall. McNall to the top of the circle, right side of the key, all the way in. Scoop shot good, and Loomis gets their first field goal of the game. 6 minutes in from McNall. Fast break the other way, and Why Not throws it away, trying to fire it underneath. It was way over the head of Brady Stratman, and the fourth turnover here for Why Not. Into the ball game, Kalen Anderson for Loomis, and Kyle Rademacher will check out. You're listening to the Boys State High School Basketball Tournament, brought to you in part by Zeke Johnson, your Channel C dealer of Hildreth. Houston tightropes the sideline, gets by the defender, takes it all the way to the rack, lays it up, but it won't go. Offensive rebound, Matt Gray puts up a little fadeaway, good. Nate Weisler did the flop, and that took him out of a chance to get the defensive rebound, and Matt Gray says, thank you very much. So it's 13-7 after back-to-back buckets here by Loomis. And another steal made. Anderson grabs it at the top of the circle. Tries the outlet pass. It's loose. It's out of bounds off Why Not. Why Not making their fourth ever trip to state. They beat Pleasanton in the opening round last year before losing to Giltner. And for Loomis, they're making their 17th trip to the state tournament. First since 07. They won it in 04. They were the runner-up in 05. And on the inbounds pass, Shane Sundquist takes the shot, and he'll drain it. Now on the pressure, a steal is made by Loomis. Going into the scorer's table, Anderson, but he's okay. Houston swings it to Gray. Gray, low block, takes it inside, puts it up. It rattles out, no good. Rebound brought down by Nate Weiser. That would have really got the Loomis fans fired up, but they get the ball back as this pressure is starting to get to the Blue Devils. Enough to bring Coach Lee Hymas off the bench here, and he's going to take a timeout with a minute to go in this first quarter of play. It's Why Not 13, Loomis 9. You're listening to the D2 Consolation Game for the Boys State Tournament on the Breeze.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck at the state basketball tournament this week. We are proud of the successful seasons that Shelton, Gibbon, Wood River, and Kennesaw had this winter and look forward to supporting and reporting on all spring activities in the Shelton Clipper, Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to www.clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, Wood River, and Kennesaw. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates?
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, Loomis has went on a run here that they could not get last night or in the first 6 minutes of this game. They were down by 10. They've scored six in a row, and they have the ball. And they trail 13-9 here to the Blue Devils of Why Not with a minute to go in the first quarter. On the baseline, Matt Gray gets the ball, and on his dribble drive, he dribbles it off his foot and out of bounds. So this first quarter has had a little bit of everything. The teams have combined for 12 turnovers and 10 fouls. So a little sloppy. And Weiser gets the inbounds pass, looks ahead to Jackson. Sudbeck pulls up from 16, rattles around and falls. Sudbeck with his second bucket. He's got 5, 15-9 with 40 seconds to go here in the quarter. And Shane Sundquist brings it into the front court, hands it off to Earsom. On the right wing to Anderson outside the arc. Kalen throws over the top of the zone to Houston. 30 seconds to go. High post Earsom. And Earsom's going to be fouled when he went up to catch the basketball. And it's going to go on Kobe Sudbeck. No, 20. It's hard to tell what the ref was doing there. Davis Weisler, his first. Kobe's on the foul bench with two already. Inbounds pass goes to Gray. Tries to kick it into the corner. The ball knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Loomis. In the third-place game in D1, High Plains leading Humphrey St. Francis 22-9 at the end of one over in D1. Back to basketball here. Driving in, Earsom has his shot blocked out of bounds by Nate Weiser. Had 68 blocks on the season, 6'8" junior, averaging 13.5 points, 6 rebounds a game. Inbounds pass all the way out on the right wing to Matt Gray, to Sundquist. Loomis has it. Got but one three-pointer up in this game against this extended zone defense. Why Not? Trying to knock that ball away. Get it inside to Gray. Gray ball fake on Weiser. One dribble. Fade away from seven and in. Well defended, but Matt Gray was able to find a little bit of a seam as time expires, and we're at the end of one quarter in our D2 third-place game. Why Not 15, Loomis 11. You're listening to high school basketball on the Breeze, 94.5.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We head to the second quarter of play, and Wynot's Blue Devils will get it, but an outlet pass is tipped away by McNall, races to the other end, layup good, and an intentional foul. An intentional foul. He got shoved or grabbed as he went in. The officials are going to discuss it. I don't ever remember anybody making a shot when they were intentionally fouled. Usually the intentional foul hurts you so bad that you can't make the shot. But it's an intentional foul as he was shoved in the back, they say. So the layup is good for McNall. The second foul called on Davis Weisler. Two free throws for McNall, and Loomis will get the ball. Free throw is good. And Coach Lee Heim is talking to the officials saying, I have never seen that before. What's going on here? Second free throw now. McNall up, and it is short. And now Loomis will get the basketball underneath their own hoop. It was 13-3 Wynot. It's now 15-14. Just underway in the second quarter of play. Over in the state championship, Scott's Bluff is throwing in a ton of threes, and they are up 43-30 late in the third over South Sioux City. The game on ESPN, 14-60 and 15-50. High Plains had a big lead on Humphrey St. Francis in the D1 consolation as Houston trains a three. Matt Houston with the first three of the game for Loomis, and out of nowhere, they are up 17-15. Loomis putting together a 14-2 run here over basically 2 minutes. Why not with a basketball? Weisler tries to force his way in, lost the handle. They'll say it's because he was grabbed in the arm. And the foul will go on Matt Houston, his first. But the team fouls six. Both teams will be in the bonus after this. So we could see a lot of free throws, and that would have to favor Wynot off the inbounds. He'll take a three from the corner that is no good by Chris Schmidt. The rebound by Shane Sundquist. Up the floor he'll go, give it to McNall. Jumper from 16 is no good. Weisler grabs his fifth rebound. He'll give it to Austin. There's three Weislers out there, Austin, Nate, and Davis. They try to lob it into Nate, the 6'8 junior, and it's tipped away. That is the eighth turnover for Wynot. Loomis has five. Rebounds, Wynot nine, Loomis five. Here's Earsom on the baseline, up and in. And Loomis is finally warmed up from the field, up by four at 19-15. This is what Giltner did to him last night, did this to Wynot, went on a 16-0 run, but that was in the third and into the fourth quarter. Three-pointer here for Chris Schmidt. He'll answer back, and that will slow things down a little bit. A three-pointer there for Schmidt, and why not back within one? 19-18 Wolves. Sundquist, it doesn't matter if there's 17 guys in front of him. He finds a way to get through them, and he does again. Earsom on the high post. He'll dribble it in. Seven-footer off the window and in. Josh Earsom makes it 21-18. Trying to break the press. Baseball pass to the other end, and Weisler will be fouled by Earsom. Earsom never did get quite set, and so Davis Weisler just took it at him. And that'll be the first foul on Earsom, but it is the shooting foul. They might call that a one-and-one, but they did not. So at the line to shoot two will be Davis Weisler, and the first free throw is on the way, and it is good. In the first quarter, Wynot was 2 of 2 at the line. Loomis was 3 of 6, and that's about average for him. Strotman into the ball game for Wynot, and here comes Gray and Rademacher into the ball game for Loomis. In Class B, Scott's Bluff 45, South Sioux 31 at the end of three quarters. Upset of the making possibly, although Scott's Bluff had been ranked number one for a while this year as the free throw is up and it is in. So Davis Weisler hits them both. He leads the team with six now, and it's taken right away in the backcourt, and a foul called on McNall. Boy, that didn't take long. They stripped it for McNall, who was on the ground. Then they called him for the foul, his second. Loomis with their sixth turnover. Hot dogs are all over the place here in the gymnasium. You can sure smell them. And for a guy that had a very light lunch, that makes him hungry. 21-20 here on the Breeze. D2 third-place game. Doug Duda with you on this beautiful afternoon. A little windy. Free throw is up, and it is no good. Rebound brought down by Matt Gray. Off the miss of Brady Stratman. And Loomis has the ball up by one, 21-20. A lot of the second quarter to go here. Anderson in the lane has it squished away from him by Nate Wiesler, his third block. And up the floor, Stratman has it. Picks his dribble up just across the timeline. Goes to Kobe Sudbeck. Swings it over to the right side against the Loomis zone. 21-20 Wolves. 5:20 to go here in the second quarter of play in the D2 consolation game. Wiesler on the baseline. Nate tries to go around the rim and just throw up a loose ball, and it will not hit anything. And it comes down to Kyle Rademacher. Gives it to Gray across the timeline. There's Houston. Finds some room. Dishes it off to Rademacher. Baseline, 12-footer, too strong. And the rebound brought down by Stratman. 21-20. Loomis by one after being down early by 10 at 13-3. Why not goes to the baseline here to Sudbeck. Tries to lob it inside. Ball knocked away. It goes out of bounds off of Loomis. Anderson just an inch or two away from saving that into Rademacher. Here comes Chris Schmidt into the game for Why Not. And checking out will be Kobe Sudbeck. Why Not looking to throw it in? They do. There's the big fella Wiesler. Catch and shoot score for the 6'8 junior Nate Wiesler. His second bucket of the ball game. And Why Not regains the lead at 22-21. Right-hand corner, Loomis stripped away from McNall again. And then a foul to go along with it. Boy, that's two times that McNall's had it stripped, and somehow, while they're fighting for the ball, they found a way to whistle a foul on Clay McNall, and that is his third, ninth team foul. So he's got to come out. Sundquist comes in, and a one-and-one coming up here for Jackson Sudbeck. Two-time defending champions in trouble over in Class B. As we told you, they're down 13, South Sioux trailing to Scott's Bluff, heading into the fourth on ESPN Radio. The free throw is no good, and the rebound yanked down by Matt Gray, his third here for Loomis. Gets it to Anderson. Trapped as he comes across the timeline. Jump pass back out to Houston. Fire at baseline. There's Gray. Goes with the ball fake, but still scores. There really wasn't anybody there to ball fake, but Gray did ball fake. Then the defense was there, and he still put it up and in. He's got six. 23-22, Loomis, and the ball is thrown away. Loomis grabs it. Picking up the loose basketball is Rademacher to Houston. Thought about the pull-up three. Goes to Anderson into the corner to Rademacher outside the arc. Baseline they go. There's Gray again inside Wiesler. He'll score. Matt Gray with 8 points here. And when he gets it going, that means good things for Loomis. The press broke. 2-on-1. They lob it up to Wiesler and a foul on Rademacher. Kyle with his second. And that's the 10th team foul. So Nate Wiesler will go to the line and shoot two. Coming up at the half, the Allens Halftime Report here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. We'll recap what's happened at the state tournament today and what's still to come, give you the first half stats, and update the other games that are currently in progress. The free throw is no good by Wiesler. They'll have a second one coming. Five on the floor right now for Loomis are Anderson, Rademacher, Earsom, Houston, and Gray, so a taller lineup. Free throw number two, no good, and then over the back, but no foul called. Schmidt gets the rebound. He missed the putback, and then it goes out of bounds. Boy, that was the classic elbows. He was boxed out, had his elbows in front of him by the ears of the guy that had him boxed out, reaching right over his head and grabbing the rebound. But they let that one go. We've had 17 fouls called in the game already. 25-22 Loomis, and then they make a mistake and throw the ball away. Seventh turnover for the Wolves. In the backcourt, they had a little miscommunication of who was making the cut, and now a foul on Anderson as he goes for the steal. First on Anderson, but Why Not gets to go to the line and keep shooting free throws. Two coming up here. And at the line to shoot two will be Kobe Sudbeck. This will be the end of the consolation games. You play two at 10 o'clock, two at noon, two at 2. And this year it's here at Northeast and at Lincoln East. And the free throw no good, so Why Not actually shooting free throws about like Loomis? Not very well. And the second free throw here is on the way, and that one goes. So Kobe gets his first point of the basketball game, 25-23 Loomis. And Why Not's just 3 of 8 at the line here in this quarter. 4 of 8 in the game for Loomis. And Loomis doesn't break the 10-second count. It's been an up-and-down game here for Loomis. And Coach Steve Johnson wants to get a timeout and will. With 3:24 to go in the first half, Loomis 25, why not 23? The state tournament brought to you in part by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
The Breeze, 94.5.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school athletics on The Breeze and our network of stations, KLIQ-FM, Hastings, Loomis, and Giltner. And a three-pointer out of a timeout is knocked down by Davis Wiesler of Why Not. Loomis called the timeout. Wiesler hits the three, and the Blue Devils are back on top, 26-25. And now Loomis turns it over again. They're the team that usually puts on the backcourt pressure and forces the turnovers. Right now, Why Not has done it three consecutive times. So 26-25. Loomis, who was down 10 early, got it up to four. Now they find themselves down one and committing turnovers. Austin Wiesler at the top of the circle, just under 3 minutes to go in the half. Swinging on the right wing to Sudbeck. Jackson back up top. Wiesler, he'll take the long three, and it skips out no good. Rebound, Matt Houston. Houston with a quick shuffle up to Anderson. Anderson all the way to the other end, and fouling him all the whole way is Austin Wiesler. That'll be his second, and two free throws coming up. Kalen Anderson will go to the line and shoot two. He's one of two, his only point of the basketball game. Coming up, the Allen's halftime report. Stay with us here on The Breeze as the free throw is no good by Kalen Anderson. Second one coming up. And Kalen will fire, and that one's good. So the second point of the ball game for Kalen Anderson. And that will tie the game up at 26. That is our first tie of the afternoon. Quickly into the front court with it. Sudbeck, he's in trouble. He'll throw it off of a Loomis leg and out of bounds to save the possession. 2:32 to go here in quarter number two. Don't forget you can hear that Scotts Bluff South Sioux City game on ESPN 1460 and 1550. The Bulldogs of Scotts Bluff trying to pull an upset. They're up 16 with 5:16 to go. And Mike Gazelle's been held to 12 points. And a travel here before the three can be shot up by Why Not. Didn't matter. Missed it. Of course, that might have had something to do with the whistle blowing while he was shooting it. And Nate Wiesler, who has been on the bench for a moment or two to catch a breather, is back in against this 2-2-1 zone trap of Why Not. Loomis breaks it. Gets it into the front court here. First ever meeting between these schools. Wolves have it. Tied at 26 with 2:10 to go in the first half. Baseline Earsom. He'll drive. He'll get his shot blocked in there by Nate Wiesler, the fourth block. Earsom tried to lower his shoulder a little bit and push off, but Wiesler stayed there and blocked it at the other end. An up and under move is no good on the scoop shot by Austin Wiesler. And Josh Earsom will get the rebound. Goes to Gray and to Houston, who's into the front court. Matt down the paint, all the way in, blocked again for Wiesler. Saved. Loomis puts it up, no good. Rebound by Wiesler, his sixth. So he's got 4 points, five blocks, six rebounds. Nice little three-card straight there for Nate Wiesler with 1:30 to go here in the first half. And Loomis has been quiet the last couple minutes offensively. Working the ball around the perimeter for a three. Davis Wiesler off the iron, no good. Offensive rebound goes to Nate, kicks it back out on the wing. We're down to a minute 15 to go. And another travel called on Why Not. Last couple of times they're doing that ball fake and take off before they dribble. And they have been really calling that. It was big last week in the girls where you see it more. But they have caught it here a few times in the boys' state tournament. So 26-all. Can Loomis break the tie? They break the press. And Earsom lays it up and in and draws the foul. Wiesler tried to block it against the glass. And Josh Earsom will go to the line to shoot for a three-point play. 6 points now for Josh Earsom. They call the foul on Chris Schmidt, his first. We've had 20 fouls called here in this first half of play. And coming up, A minute 9 to go before halftime. Earsom's free throw is good. So Josh with all 7 of his points here in the second quarter of play, 29-26. And folks, 26 of those basically have been scored in about a quarter's worth of time. They didn't get anything going until there was 2 minutes left in that first quarter. They were down 13-3 on the Loomis side. Now they're up 29-26, under a minute to go before halftime. They've scored more points here in the half than they did all of last night. As the ball is down to Schmidt, missed the shot. The ball's being tipped around, and it goes out of bounds off of Rademacher, who is trying to save it. Nobody could get a clean handle on that basketball. And why not? We'll get the ball on the baseline. Playing for third here in Class D2. And we'll tell you how all the other games have went so far today, coming up on the Allen's Halftime Report. Now, why not to throw it into the baseline? Brady Stratman gets it up top to Wiesler. Try to lob it back door. They get it in there to Schmidt. Schmidt dropped it off the foot of a Loomis player. And out of bounds it goes. They'll try again. Just move from the right side of the lane to the left side of the lane. And it will be Austin Wiesler to throw it in. 37 seconds to go in the half. He'll go to Sudbeck. Sudbeck loses his dribble. Tries to go inside. Knocked away again. And Loomis starting to feel it here a little bit. Matt Gray with that one. So the last few seconds here, they haven't been able to get anything going. On the offensive side for Why Not, just off these inbounds passes, all kinds of trouble. They'll try again, Austin Wiesler. Kicks it into the right-hand corner to Nate. Around the perimeter here with 27 seconds. High post, Wiesler kicks it out to Austin. Fakes the dribble, draws the double team. Bounce passes off a leg, but picked back up by Why Not. Houston goes for the steal, but knocks it out of bounds. Been a crazy last 30 seconds here on this side of the floor. Davis Wiesler will check back in, and Austin will check out. Both of them have two fouls. But now Why Not needs to play for the last shot here with 17 seconds remaining in the first half. And they do get the basketball inbounds. Holding it is Sudbeck. 10 seconds, he dribbles to the right side. Jackson cut off there by Houston. Looking for somebody to throw it to. Kicks it out with 4 seconds, 3 seconds. It's knocked out of bounds again by Earsom. That's 4 deflected passes out of bounds this trip. And the Loomis fans know that that's great defense. And a standing ovation. 3 seconds to go here, though. Why Not throws it out. Sudbeck gets a little 18-footer off the mark at the horn, and we go to halftime. And after being behind 15-3, the Loomis Wolves have put it together. It is Loomis 29, Why Not 26 in the Class D2 third-place game here in the 2012 Boys State Basketball Tournament on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. The state tournament brought to you in part by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We'll be back with the Allen's Halftime Report in a minute.
When I told my buddies I was picking Butler to make it to the Final Four, my friends just laughed. So tournament time came around, we all head down to Cunningham's Journal. As my wife might say, my home away from home. Cunningham's has what any bracketologist would want. Wireless internet to do your research, awesome food, a bajillion TVs, and the coldest beer in town. Anyways, there was Butler in the final seconds, nailing a buzzer beater, and guess who's laughing now? So fellow bracketologists, when it comes to tournament time, make Cunningham's Journal your home away from home in downtown Kearney.
It's GMC Truck Month at your GMC dealer in Kearney, Killian Motors. Come check out the 2012 GMC Sierra. No other 400 horsepower plus V8 truck can match its fuel economy. Or take a look at the 2012 Denali with its signature honeycomb front grille, 20-inch chrome wheels, and Bose CenterPoint surround sound system. It's awesome. GMC Truck Month is on at Killian Motors, 8th and Central Kearney.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And with our producer-engineer back at the studios, Maggie, Doug Duda here with you on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Time for the Allen Superstore Halftime Report. Allen's, the You Got More Superstore. And we're glad to have you here at Lincoln Northeast as the Loomis Wolves are taking on the Why Not Blue Devils in the third-place game here of the 2012 Boys State High School Basketball Tournament. The D1 game is also going on in third place, and in Class B, it is the state championship game going on at the Bob Devaney Sports Center, which is currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. And let's take a look at where we are at. Scott's Bluff is now up 10 with 2 minutes to go, 57-47. They had a huge third quarter trying to upset South Sioux City. We'll take a look at the first half stats here in just a little bit, but right now let's recap what has happened so far here today at the state tournament and what's still to come. Let's go to the consolation games, where in Class A, Papillion La Vista defeated Lincoln North Star 80-56 in A. In B, Beatrice won the first game of the day here at Lincoln Northeast, edging Omaha Gross 60-56. In the C1 third place game, Minden was playing without leading scorer Carson Bloom because of the two sprained ankles, one that he rolled up in practice Tuesday and re-injured yesterday, and the other one also got banged on yesterday. And Bishop Newman shot the ball real well today, and they beat Minden 70-51 in a game that we had earlier today. In Class C2, Hardington Cedar Catholic defeated North Platte St. Pat's in the third-place game 69-51. In the D1 third-place game, Humphrey St. Francis, who was down 22-9 after one, has a huge second quarter and leads High Plains 37-33, scoring 28 points there in the second quarter. We have seen some big quarters here in a variety of classes at the state tournament, but 37-33, St. Francis leads High Plains at the half in the D1 consolation game. And here in D2, at the half in the consolation game, Loomis 29 and Why Not 26. Why Not played in this third place game last year and lost a three-pointer to Sterling. Sterling, the team that Loomis beat in the opening round on Thursday night with what Coach Steve Johnson termed their best game of the year, 72-54. We'll take a break and look what's going on in the championship games right after this on the Allen's Halftime Report.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. Doctors Owen and Connolly have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
We're the U. Center around you. One stop shop that gives you more. Shop and center around you. Whether you get more, Superstore Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze 94.5.
And we are back here on the Breeze 94.5 FM in Class B. It is now 58-52, Scotts Bluff, with 52 seconds to go in the game. It was a 14-point Scotts Bluff lead after a big third quarter. But in the last minute and a half here, South Sioux City has cut it to six. But Scotts Bluff leads it by six with 52 seconds to go, 58-52. In Class A, the Omaha-South Omaha Central matchup is tonight at 6:30. In C1, the first game of the day, Boystown defeated Wahoo 58-55. Boystown came from 9 down to win that basketball game. And then the D1 final was an outstanding game. O'Neill St. Mary's beating Pawnee City 56-54. O'Neill St. Mary's won their opening game by 3 in a game that Guardian Angels missed a free throw with 3 seconds to go to tie it. Then they scored with 3 seconds yesterday to beat St. Francis in the semifinals 45-44. And today they were up 9 at the half and were outscored by Pawnee City in the third quarter 25-5. And then they come back and win it 56-54. So St. Mary's a combined 6 points. But that doesn't matter as long as you win, and St. Mary's an undefeated state champion in D1. In C2 at 4:30, Ravenna will take on Lutheran High Northeast. You'll be able to hear that game also on ESPN Radio and Classic Hits 98.9. And in D2 tonight, here on the Breeze, Giltner plays Howells for the state basketball championship. They have met so often in football with Howells getting the upper edge. Giltner not only trying to beat Howells, but trying to repeat as the D2 state champions. We will be back with a look at the first half stats of our game, Loomis 29 and Why Not 26. You're listening to the Allen's Halftime Report on the Breeze.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Zach, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Allen's Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half numbers of our D2 consolation game here at the state tournament. Of course, the Why Not fans very interested in how their neighbors at South Sioux are doing, but it looks like they're going to get beat in the Class B championship. And Scottsbluff up by 8 with 30 seconds to go. Scottsbluff now ready to finish things up there. Here in our game, Why Not is got 4 points from Austin Weisler. Nate Weisler, the 6'8 junior, 4 points, but he has 7 rebounds and 5 blocks. Davis Weisler leads the team with 9 points. Jackson Sudbeck, 5 points. Chris Schmidt, 3 points and 3 rebounds. Kobe Sudbeck, 1 point, 3 rebounds. And Brady Stratman has 1 rebound. 9 rebounds in the first quarter, 5 in the second. Free throw shooting for the Blue Devils, 2 of 2 in the first, 3 of 8 in the second. 3-point shooting, 1 of 1 in the first, and 2 of 6 in the second quarter. Turnovers for Why Not, 7 of the first and 3 in the second. The Blue Devils had 15 points at halftime, 11 in the second quarter, and at half, Why Not has 26 points, 14 rebounds, 5 out of 10 at the free throw line, 3 of 7 from 3-point land, 5 block shots all from Nate Weisler, and 10 turnovers. Foul situation, 2 on Austin and Davis Weisler, along with Kobe Sudbeck. For Loomis, Clay McNall, 7 points and a block. Kyle Rademacher, a rebound. Kalen Anderson, 2 points and a rebound. Shane Sundquist, 2 points and a rebound. Josh Earsom, 7 points, a rebound, and a block. Matt Gray, 8 points, 4 rebounds. And Matt Houston hit a 3-point bucket and has 4 rebounds. In one of the few games I've seen this year for Loomis, their post players are actually leading them in scoring, which seems odd when you've got a 6'8 center and 6'3, 6'2, 6'1 down there as well. Loomis, 5 rebounds in the first quarter, 7 in the second. Free throw shooting by Loomis standards, not bad at all. 3 of 6 in the first quarter, 3 of 5 in the second. 3-point shooting, 0 of 1 in the first, 1 of 2 in the second. Turnovers, 5 in the first and 4 in the second. 11 points in the first quarter, 18 in the second, and at the half, Loomis has 29 points, 12 rebounds, 6 out of 11 at the free throw line, 1 of 2 from 3-point land, 2 blocks, and 9 turnovers. And after falling behind 13-3, Loomis has turned it around and leads it at the half over Why Not, 29-26. That is the Allen's Halftime Report. The You Get More Superstore, Allen's in Hastings. We'll be back with the second half between Loomis and Why Not right after this on The Breeze.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving central Nebraska.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And as always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the year. It's also a big day in college basketball, with Kentucky holding off Florida in the SEC. North Carolina avoids the upset, and they beat North Carolina State 69-67 in the ACC. And in the Big Ten, Michigan State beats Wisconsin 65-52. Right now, Loomis will get the ball to start the third quarter. They'll go with a backdoor lob to Ear. Somebody missed it, got it back, missed it again, got it back a second time, and he's going to be fouled. Josh Earson missed one the first time that wasn't very well guarded. The second time, a little tougher. Then the third time, fouled by Kobe Sudbeck. That's his third foul. First player in the game for Why Not to get three. Clay McNall has three in there for the Loomis Wolves. And the free throw by Josh Hearsome is up, and it is in. He's now got 8 points in the basketball game. And the second free throw, good. 31-26, the largest lead of the game for the Loomis Wolves. They went on a 14-2 run in that first half to turn a 10-point deficit into a lead, and now they're playing a lot more comfortable basketball. Davis Weisler drives on the break, puts up the runner, and scores. 11 points now for Davis. And a fast break the other end. Matt Houston puts it up and in. They wanted a travel call, didn't get it. Why Not has done a good job of getting the ball in after made buckets by Loomis and hustling to the other end. That time Loomis turned the tables and hit the transition to Houston with 5 points now, 33-28. Wolves get it down low. Weisler up and in, and he is fouled by Earson, who got there a little late that time. Trying to work off the screen, and for Josh, that'll be his second. And a chance at a three-point play here for Nate Weisler. He's got 6 points, and a chance to cut the game down to a two-point deficit again. Free throw is up, and it is in. So Weisler hits it, and it's 33-31. Loomis, long pass down to Florida McNall, finds Anderson in the paint, fade away from 12, hits the front of the iron, no good. Davis Weisler with his first rebound. He's pushing the pace up the floor, but can't get all the way. Loomis was back defensively. So they go to Austin Weisler, back over to Davis for the three, and it's good. Why Not with their fourth three-pointer of the ball game? Two of them from Davis Weisler, and Why Not regains the lead. Fast break the other way, and Sundquist takes it at the big fella and scores. Shane with his second bucket of the ball game. Had a big game Thursday and has been quiet since, and an over-and-back called on Why Not there at midcourt. And Weisler was not across the timeline yet when they threw it to Nate. Only threw it behind about 1 foot, but it is the 11th turnover here for Why Not and the Blue Devils. They finished fourth last year, losing to Sterling in this consolation game, trying to avoid that happening again. It'll go back over to the Wolves, though, leading at 35-34 as the pace is definitely picked up here. Sundquist into the right baseline, kicks it out in the corner to Houston for three. It's good. Matt Houston within the second three, and it's 38-34. Why Not trailing by four, but quickly up the floor with Davis Weisler. This is more of a Loomis pace right now. Why Not to the high post. Sudbeck kicks it out for another three that spins all the way around and out. No good. And the rebound is brought down by Earsom, who continues to shine here in this game. Sundquist coast to coast, and he's going to draw the foul and go to the line and shoot two. So just putting their head down and going right now are the Loomis Wolves. Goes on Chris Schmidt, his second, and three fouls here in 2 minutes to start the second half on Why Not, as the free throw is up and in for Shane Sundquist. Class B final, Scott's Bluff holds off South Sioux City 64-61. Second free throw, no good, and the rebound brought down by Why Not's Kobe Sudbeck. 39-34, Loomis leads it by five. We've had some quick scoring here. Already 10 points in the quarter for Loomis. Eight for Why Not. As the shots are falling, each team's hit a three. Ball back on the right-hand side, back up to Weisler. Davis dribbles to the left-hand side, hands it off there to Schmidt, lobs it down low. Shot is up, no good, but Nate Weisler is fouled and will go to the free throw line. So it looks like Why Not wants to try even more to get that ball pounded inside. Matt Houston's second foul. So Three state champions have now been crowned today in B, C1, and D1. And Scottsbluff, who had to survive Beatrice yesterday, gets the win here today. Boys Town and O'Neill St. Mary's are other winners. The first free throw is no good by Nate Weisler. The second one is sitting on the rim, but it'll drop. So 8 points now for Nate Weisler, 39-35 Loomis here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Hastings, Kearney, Grand Island. Houston outside the arc. They try to trap him here. Throws it back up top to Anderson. Swings it over to McNall. McNall with those three fouls gets it into Earsom on the high post. Back out to Anderson. Anderson hasn't done anything from the field today as far as score. Now a nice bounce pass into Earsom. He'll score and be fouled by Schmidt. Good bounce pass in there, and Earsom finished it off. Jackson Sudbeck, I guess, is who they'll call the foul on, although Sudbeck probably didn't foul him as hard as Schmidt did. Doesn't matter. It's a bucket here for Loomis. 41-35. And the free throw is up. No good. Nobody grabs the rebound. Out of bounds it goes. And it'll be Why Not Basketball. 11 points now in the game for Josh Earsom, and that leads Loomis. Earlier in the state tournament, not near that success for Earsom. Yesterday he had 11, I guess, against Howells leading the team with a big fourth quarter. At the other end, finally a layup for Why Not. Chris Schmidt will lay it up and in. 41-37. Loomis by four. 4:40 to go here in our third-place game. Three-pointer, Anderson tries one. It's off the iron, no good. Nate Weisler with his eighth rebound. It's only the fourth three-pointer that Loomis has tried, and now they force a double dribble. Shane Sundquist, he had a big offensive night on Thursday, and maybe not so much the last two games, but he is always pestering the ball handler, and he forces another turnover. He's done a great job with that here in the state tournament. 12th turnover for Why Not. On the left elbow with it is Houston. Drops it down to Earsom. Back out to Sundquist. This has been a pretty long game. We're almost an hour in, and we still got a quarter and a half to go. And the ball is thrown away. Tried to skip pass over to Houston. Loomis turns it over. And now trying to do too much. It's turned back into a layup for Nate Weisler. 41-39. Loomis had the ball stolen away momentarily, but then had to drop it back in bounds, and Weisler said, thank you very much. He's got 6 1/4, 10 of the game. Now Houston gets shoved as he drives to the hoop. And they're going to say it's before any shot attempt. The foul is on Chris Schmidt, his third, fourth team foul. And Austin Weisler re-enters for Why Not. Here comes Matt Gray and Rademacher in for Loomis. High school hoops on the Breeze as they get everybody settled here. Loomis to throw it in. Matt Houston will lob it out top. Switch it back over to Houston into the corner to McNall. McNall bounce pass into Gray. It got tipped and stolen away. Back-to-back turnovers for Loomis. They've got 11 in the basketball game. And into the front court, Austin Weisler to the high post and then lost control and walked with it. So we've been pretty clean as far as handling the basketball until the last 40 seconds here. And now both teams have given it up. Loomis basketball leading it by just two now, 41-39. Over Why Not in a back-and-forth basketball game. On the left wing with it, McNall gets it on the post to Gray. Turnaround jumper contested. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Houston, and he'll be fouled on the putback. Matt Houston now to the line to shoot two. Foul is called on number 32, Brady Stratman. That'll be his second. Houston so far, 8 points. His first free throw of the afternoon is good. 9 points now for Matt. 42-39. Loomis by three. 3:26 to go, third quarter. Second free throw now for Houston is on the way, and it is good. So Matt hits them both, and he's got seven here in the quarter. 43-29. As we get back to basketball action here, more substitutions. We're starting to see quite a few of those. Both teams trying to stay fresh here, coming off tough physical losses last night, and have to come right out and play in the middle of the afternoon, early afternoon, with the 2 o'clock tip time. Why not? Still in the backcourt. They wrap it around there and get it to Sudbeck. Kobe in the left-hand corner. Down low, they get it to Weisler, and Nate lays it off the glass and in. So they're using Nate a whole lot more here in the third quarter than they did in the first half offensively as McNall tries to hustle the ball up the floor. The Why Not defense will slow him down, and he'll give it to Gray, who shuffles it quickly to Houston, tries the left baseline, runs into trouble, dishes it off into the corner. There's McNall, weaves his way to the hoop, puts the runner up no good from 8, and the rebound brought down by Kobe Sudbeck, his 5th. Baseball pass to the other end, into the hands of Stratman, puts up the runner no good. The Wolves have the rebound. McNall up the floor, 2-on-3. Still dribbling, kicks it into the corner. Three-pointer, Sundquist, good. Shane Sundquist finishes off that flurry with a 3. 46-41, Lewis back up by 5 with 2.5 to go here in quarter number 2. Why Not basketball between the circles? Both teams playing like they really want to play this extra game here, and it's showing on the court as the jumper on the baseline is up and in by Kobe Sudbeck. That is his first bucket of the ball game. And it cuts the lead down to 3 at 46-43. And the ball up the floor, Loomis. Loomis trying to get it to McNall. He's going, I got hacked, but he lost the ball. And now he tries to get it back and forces the jump. The arrow does point the way of Why Not, but it does change the arrow here for Loomis. On the nice play by McNall, who has to be a little careful because he already has 3 fouls. Kelly Thorell re-enters now for Loomis. Rademacher is out there, along with Sundquist, Anderson, and Gray. But a chance to tie the game with a 3 here for Why Not. Into the front court to Weisler, and too much body there by Kelly Thorell. I think he's going, I didn't expect him to dribble the ball up the floor, but the 6'8er did. And Kelly Thorell with his first foul, third team foul of the half here on Loomis. And it'll be Why Not basketball. Up to Austin Weisler. Weisler takes the dribble to the right side, trying to push off Kalen Anderson. Gives it over to Weisler number 3. That's Davis. Davis now takes the 3. It's off the iron, no good. And the only person underneath is Nate Weisler. There wasn't another player within 7 feet. And he'll get the put back to make it a 1-point game. And then it slipped out of Sunquist's hand. An uncontested layup is up and in, and Why Not has the lead. Austin Weisler with the steal and the score. And Loomis now with 13 turnovers. Every time they go up by 5, it seems like Wynock scores 6 in a row, and Sundquist misses a jumper at the other end. Rademacher gets the rebound and then throws it away. 14 turnovers for Loomis. Wynock has a 47-46 lead with a minute 17 to go here in the third quarter, and that gets the Blue Devil fans up and at him, as you hear. So we'll get back to action here for them and trying to take a lead and driving in Davis Weisler. And then we're going to have offensive interference here on Why Not. That ball looked like it was going to fall off the rim. And when Nate Weisler went up to grab the rebound, it just stood there. So he grabbed the net on the way down. And that's the reason for the whistle. Loomis against pressure now. Gets it to Sundquist. Still in the backcourt to Gray. Gray across the timeline. Gets it back over to Shane. 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. And Sundquist walked with the basketball. It got knocked away. Then he booted it around a little bit. And he is called for the travel. And Loomis can't score here because that is 4 turnovers in short time. 58 seconds to go in the third quarter. And Why Not to throw it in here against full court pressure. Bounce pass, beautiful, to Austin Weisler. He attacks, but it's 1-on-4. Kicks it to Nate, the trailer, on the right side of the key. Gets around Houston, takes Thorell to the baseline, just makes room for himself. Then Rademacher denies the pass and knocks it out of bounds. So Why Not will have to throw it in from the baseline here. Looking to toss it in. Looking. Weisler has to go to the outside and drops it up to the top of the key to Stratman. Now they'll lob it into Nate Weisler. He'll put it up and in, but they're going to wave it off for a walk. The Why Not fans aren't going to like that because they thought it was going to be a 3-point play opportunity. Instead, Why Not turns it over for the 14th time. So Loomis will get the ball back with 40 seconds to go, down by 1 here in the third quarter. Anderson gives it over to Houston. Houston brings it into the paint, draws the contact. No good. Thorell with the offensive putback up and in. Kelly Thorell just kind of hung around in there and finds a way to get his first bucket of the game. 48-47 Loomis. Long pass to break the press. Diving after it into the crowd is Matt Gray, but it is picked up there by Stratman. Over to Wiesler. Davis to Austin. Bounce back underneath. Nate was being held. They get it back out of the wing. Stratman, a short jumper, won't go. Rebound brought down by Matt Houston. 8 seconds. Ahead they go to Anderson. Anderson tracks it down. A three at the horn is in and out, no good. And then a fight for it with 1 second to go. Players go to the ground. Let's see what they call here. About three guys were trying to get the rebound. And they're going to call a foul on Loomis. They call that on Matt Gray. He was the one that ended up on the ground backwards. Hard to believe that Gray could have committed the foul if he was on the bottom of the pile. But nonetheless, it will be his second and the fourth team foul. 1.1 seconds left here in the third quarter. Whiteout will see if they can get a half-court shot away. They're going to throw it the length of the court, and nobody touched it. Oh, they ran the clock, and nobody touched it. And so Loomis will get the ball at the other end with 1 second, and they'll have a legitimate chance to get a shot away. For some reason, they started the clock there, and they'll reset it to 1.1, and now Loomis will throw it in, so why not? That's the thing. You're trying to get a decent look at a shot, and when you take that chance, all of a sudden you throw it away. Now Loomis to throw it in underneath their own hoop. Anderson goes into the corner. Rademacher at the horn from 16, no good. And that's the end of the third quarter of play in the D2 state consolation game. It is Loomis 48, why not 47. You're listening to The Breeze 94.5.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
For physical rehab, many times therapeutic pool exercises are prescribed. But here's the problem. You have to get wet. With the new anti-gravity therapy treadmill at Family Physical Therapy, you can still get the low-impact benefit of a pool, but you stay dry, and your therapist can closely watch your progress, and you can't fall. Used by Walter Reed Hospital and the U.S. Olympic team, the Alter-G anti-gravity treadmill is something you need to talk to your doctor or therapist about. Or call Family Physical Therapy for a free demonstration. Log on to alterg.com. To see a video.
The Breeze 94.5.
We start the fourth quarter. Loomis basketball. They'll miss the shot. Sundquist attempted putback won't go, and the rebound to Nate Wiesler for why not. So Loomis not able to score in the opening possession of the fourth quarter, leading it by one. A three-pointer on the way is an air ball picked up and blocked out of bounds. McNall blocking the shot down there of Wiesler. That's his second block. Off the missed three. And why not? Will take it out underneath their own hoop. 48-47 Loomis. We'll give you some numbers here in just a moment, as both teams had a very productive third quarter offensively. And dishing it inside, there is Chris Schmidt on the assist from Nate Wiesler. He now has 7 points in the basketball game. 49-48 why not? First minute here in the fourth quarter. Sundquist with a basketball. Over to Houston. Skip pass all the way over the top to McNall. Drives the right baseline, and he's fouled as he heads to the hoop. Looks like this one will be on Austin Wiesler, which would be his third personal foul. Sixth foul on why not? And at the line to shoot two, Clay McNall. He's 3 of 6, 7 points all in the first half. 11 points for Josh Earsom, 10 for Matt Houston. The free throw is up and in for McNall, so he has 8, Sundquist has 8, and Gray has 8, and Loomis has been balanced all year long, and they are again here as they have tied the game at 49. Second free throw up and in, so McNall hits them both, and it is 50-49. Loomis leads it by 1. Why not is led in scoring by Nate Wiesler and Davis Wiesler, each with 14. They try a three here. It's no good. Offensive putback is up and in by Chris Schmidt. So Schmidt comes out firing here in quarter number 4. He's got back-to-back buckets to start the quarter, 51-50. Earsom breaks the press. Has it knocked away from behind by Schmidt. Gets it back, and there's a foul. They're trying to tie him up, but the arm is being grabbed. Why not? Fans, for some reason, don't like it because it went against them, but looked like it was pretty clear from here. The foul will be called on Chris Schmidt, and that is his third personal foul, they say. But it is the seventh team foul, so Josh Earsham will go to the line to shoot a 1-1. He's 3 of 4, 11 points, 4 rebounds, 1 block, free throw good. A dozen points now for Josh. And we're tied again at 51. And a timeout called here by Lewis. 51 all, 6:39 to go in the game. The state tournament brought to you in part by Zeke Johnson, your Channel C dealer in Hildreth.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
The Breeze, 94.5.
At the end of three quarters in the D1 consolation game, Humphrey St. Francis 48, High Plains 38. That's the D1 consolation game. Again, South Sioux upset by Scotts Bluff today in the B final. Here, the second free throw wrapped around that timeout is made by Josh Earsham. And Loomis leads it 52-51. They get the steal in the backcourt. McNall feeds Sundquist, but Sundquist can't finish. Missed the layup. And the rebound brought down by Nate Weisler. And up the floor they come to Austin Weisler. Kicks it back into the corner to Schmidt. Chris fires the long-range jumper. It's no good. The rebound brought down by Kalen Anderson. It has been a game of spurts for both teams. 52-51 Loomis, and a foul is called on Wynot. Going to go. Number four, Austin Weisler, his fourth. Four on Austin, four on Chris Schmidt, three on Kobe Sudbeck for Loomis. There's a ton of people with two, but only Clay McNall has three. And Kalen Anderson now at the line to shoot the 1-1, and the free throw is short, no good. And the rebound brought down by Chris Schmidt. And why not? We'll look to get the ball across the timeline. They make the long pass to Nate Weisler in the left-hand corner. Nate skips it over to Davis for the three. It's in. It's out. No good. Offensive rebound is stripped out of there by Josh Earsham. Looked like it was going to be why not? And Josh says, I don't think so. He just out-muscled him. And up the floor come the Wolves. Here's Houston. Matt tries the three. Matt hits it. The third three in the game for Matt Houston, and he now has 13. 55-51, Loomis. Pressure on the backcourt with 5.5 to go here in the third-place game in D2. Nate Weisler out on the right wing. Three-pointer Sudbeck out of transition. It's no good. And we've got a foul as two players hit the ground going for the rebound. And they're going to call it on Loomis, Kalen Anderson. And for Kalen, it would be his second. It is the 15 foul on Loomis. So why not? We'll take it out underneath. State champions today are Boys Town. They started in C1. O'Neill St. Mary's in D1. And Scotts Bluff in B. Right now, the inbounds pass comes real short to Weisler. Kick it back out top to Davis over the right wing to Sudbeck into Nate Weisler. Short arm that one and missed it. Rebound brought down by Josh Earsham, his sixth. And some contact in the backcourt. No foul. Anderson has the basketball. Drives the middle of the plate. Up and under. It's no good, but he's fouled by the big fella, Nate Weisler. And for Nate, that will be his second. And at the line will be Kalen Anderson. He is 2 of 5 so far, and those are the only 2 points that he has. But here he'll get to shoot two. And the free throw is up, and it is in. 56-51. Don't forget when we finish up the Vons Printers postgame show, it'll be fairly quick so we can get over to the Devaney Center for the C2 final between Ravenna and Lutheran High Northeast at 4:30. All the finals on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. That will also be on Classic Hits. Second free throw, Anderson, is no good. Rebound brought down by Kobe Sudbeck. And they try to get the ball in the hands of Jackson. The two brothers play catch, finally get it into the front court. Pull up, no shot there for Stratman. To Sudbeck on the right side, to Davis Weisler. Weisler gets it inside, and trying to get the shot away is Sudbeck. And he will be fouled. Kobe goes to the line where he is one of two here in the basketball game. Clay McNall with his fourth foul, and 4:51 to go here in the ball game. Looks like they're going to bring him out in between the free throw attempts here for Kobe Sudbeck, and the first one is up, and it is no good. Here comes Matt Gray and Kyle Rademacher in. McNall and Anderson will check out. 4:51 to go here in the season for these two teams, and it's 56-51 in favor of Loomis. A five-point lead here over Wynot. And the free throw is up, and it is in. So Sudbeck gets one of two to cut the lead to four with 4:45 to go. Loomis into the front court to Rademacher. Gives it off to Houston. Houston drives to the right side, makes the pass to Sundquist. Down the baseline, back out Rademacher, has to throw over the top of the double team. They get it to Houston, nearly tipped away. Back to Earsom. Sundquist fakes the three, only uses one dribble. Jump pass over to Rademacher. They see it coming, but Wynot hasn't been able to steal it yet. Loomis better be a little more careful here with those skip passes against the 1-3-1. Down to 4:15 to go. Rademacher with it in front of his own bench to Houston. Back up top to Sundquist. One thing it is doing is shortening the game as the clock runs here. Good defense by Wynot over to Rademacher as Loomis is spreading the floor a little bit here, up 56-52. Houston, they're trying to creep that 1-3-1 out a little farther and then burn him back door. And now it's finally taken away as it was knocked out of there by Kobe Sudbeck. We've got a whistle and I think a jump ball. Or did we get a timeout? What happened here? We're trying to sort that out. And a timeout call by Loomis. So with 3:53 to go in the game, Loomis 56, Wynot 52. It'll be Loomis ball or Wynot ball. It'll be Wynot ball. They got possession when we come back on the Breeze.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, trying to sort out what happened there in that last scrum. They're going to say that Wynot got the steal, called a timeout. And while that was going on, Kalen Anderson either had a contact problem or had a cut. They have rushed him off to the locker room. And now Wynot tries the bounce pass to get in for the layup, but it's stolen away by Josh Earsom. So good defense there by Loomis to get the ball right back. Sundquist into the front court, goes back out to Houston. 56-52, Loomis down to Gray. Gray trying to clear some space is called for the charge. And say that Matt pushed off there, which he did. And back over to Loomis, or back over to Wynot. And here comes Kalen Anderson. He wasn't in the locker room very long. And Wynot will throw it in. The Blue Devils dump it in very short here. Get it back into the hands of Chris Schmidt, who finds Sudbeck. Into the front court they go to Austin Wiesler. Right side. Playing catch here, trying to cut this deficit down, trying to force it into the paint, and Matt Gray steps in front and makes the steal. Good idea, but then Wynot steals it back. Ball's on the floor. Calls the timeout. So not a whole lot getting accomplished here in the last couple of minutes. 3:14 to go in the game. It's Loomis 56 and Wynot 52. We'll take a break and be back after this on The Breeze.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, or repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Lincoln Northeast High School, Dunk Duda with you on KLIQ and PlatteRiverPreps.com. High school basketball, the state tournament continuing. We've got the D2 third place game right now, 56-52. Loomis is holding on over Wynot, but the teams have exchanged some turnovers here in the last 30 seconds, and Wynot has the ball. With it is Austin Wiesler on the right wing. Kicks it back up top, driving in Sudbeck. Tries to make something happen. The ball's loose in the paint and a travel. It's going to be called on Wynot. And the Wynot fans don't like that because it was called by the official farthest away from the play. But it goes back over to Loomis. 2:54 to go. So one thing that's happened here during this sloppy play over the last minute is that the score hasn't changed and Loomis still has a four-point lead and there's less time to go in the game. So advantage them as Sundquist tries to get through the double team and a foul going to be called on Wynot, knocking the ball away. And we'll go to the other end and shoot free throws. That is the 10th foul, by the way, on Wynot. There have been 7 called on Loomis, but it means it's a double bonus. Davis Wiesler with his 3rd. And at the line will be Shane Sundquist. He's 1 of 2. The first free throw is on the way, and it is no good. So far, Loomis has shot quite a few free throws in the ball game. This will be the 27th coming up right here. And they have made 16, and that one spins out, no good. So it's 16 out of 27, the rebound brought down by Chris Schmidt. Wynot sees a little backcourt pressure here. Schmidt playing catch with Sudbeck. Jackson will dribble it into the front court, go to the right side. Wynot looking for a bucket here to make it a one-possession game. Wiesler swings it over to Austin from Davis. 3 Wieslers out there. Austin, Davis, and Nate, the original starting 5 on the floor. Sudbeck for 3. It's good. Nothing but net for Jackson Sudbeck, his 2nd 3 of the basketball game. And it's 56-55 that it's stolen away, and a foul by Matt Gray, diving on the floor. Sudbeck will go to the line to shoot a 1-1. And Matt Gray has committed his 4th personal foul. And again, Loomis not able to extend that lead on multiple possessions here. And Austin Wiesler, he got hurt in that scrum down there. He's trying to shake it off, but I think they're going to have to get him out of the game. And Kobe Sudbeck will come in. Jackson Sudbeck, who just hit the 3 to put it to a 1-point game, then gets the steal and is fouled. He's got a chance to tie and then maybe give Wynot the lead. And the free throw is on the way, and it's good. We are tied. 4 in a row here for Sudbeck of Wynot to tie this basketball game up at 56. Both teams trying to end the year on a win. 2nd free throw on the way, and it is good. So Jackson Sudbeck hits them both. 57-56, 2:10 to go. Pressure on. Sundquist throws over the top to Houston, who dribbles into the front court. Keeps the dribble, lobs to the baseline to Earsom, who's double team. Kobe Sudbeck is slapping the arm. They'll throw it back out top. And Anderson will go to Sundquist. Sundquist, skip pass back over to Houston. Houston eyes the 3, takes the 3, and it's off the iron, will not go. Rebound pulled down by Chris Schmidt. Loomis is 4 of 8 from 3-point land. Matt Houston has hit 3 of them, but not that one. 1:40 to go. Wynot gets across the pressure this time. Wiesler stands at half court, waits for the traffic to go by, and gives it to Sudbeck. Ball knocked away by Sundquist, and then a foul called, and it's going to be on Sundquist. Because when he knocked it away, Sudbeck then was able to get in front of him, and Sundquist fell on him for his 3rd foul. It is the 9th team foul, so right back to the line is Jackson Sudbeck, who has scored the last 5 that has given them the lead. 1:30 to go here on the Breeze. Coming up the Vons Printer postgame show, Loomis has been stuck on 56 for about 2.5 minutes here. The free throw by Sudbeck, front end of the 1-1 is good. Jackson Sudbeck with 6 in a row and 11 in the game. It's 58-56, why not? And the 2nd free throw now by Jackson Sudbeck is on the way, and it is in. So Jackson hits them both, and it's a 3-point lead, the largest of the 4th quarter here. For why not? Loomis breaks the press, gets it to Houston. Houston brings it into the paint, knocked away. Ball loose, it's on the floor, picked up there by Loomis, though. There's Kalen Anderson, and he's fouled. And every foul by Wynot is 2 free throws by Loomis, but we all know if you're Loomis fans out there, that is no sure thing at all. And the foul here is on Chris Schmidt. And that'll be his 4th foul. And Kalen Anderson is at the line to shoot 2. He is 3 of 7. He is 3 of 8 as the free throw is no good. Loomis has 1 3-point bucket here in the 4th quarter. They have not scored a 2-pointer. 3 and 5 free throws. account for their 8 points after scoring 37 the last two quarters. The second free throw is up, and it is short, no good. Rebound to Nate Wiesler. That is his 11th of the game, and now Wynot has control of the game. Up 59-56, a minute 10 to go. Every foul is two free throws both ways, so Loomis needs to find a way to get a steal here. They've got time, but they got to play defense. With it is Sudbeck. Apparently, you don't want to foul that young man. Goes out to Austin Wiesler, 57 seconds to go. 59-56, why not? Loomis really not getting up on the ball. Now Sundquist gives Davis Wiesler some problems to Austin, who picks his dribble up. But they're playing keep away very well now. 45 seconds to go. Houston going to be called for a foul as Sudbeck took it to the baseline. There was still time left, but you could sense the urgency in the room and in the court and in the gym. So the clock stops with 41 seconds to go. And for Matt Houston, that'll be his third. And two free throws now for Jackson Sudbeck, who has made four in a row here and scored the last seven for Why Not. And the gym grows quiet as the free throw is up, and it is no good. In the D1 final, Humphrey St. Third place game, Humphrey St. Francis 68, High Plains 49. So third place to Humphrey St. Francis. Second free throw now for Sudbeck, trying to make it a two-possession game. Puts it up and right through there. It is a two-possession game at 60-56. Loomis, Sundquist, coast-to-coast, gives it off on the baseline. McNall takes it to the hoop, puts up a wild shot and a late whistle on a foul here against Why Not. I think even the official knows that he blew the whistle a little late. And the foul is going to be on Nate Wiesler, the 6'8 center. Gets his third foul and gives Clay McNall a chance to pick up two from the line here. 5 of 8 at the line for Clay McNall. 34 seconds remain. 60-56, Why Not? In the third place game, they've scored 8 in a row. Free throw up, and it is no good. Steve Johnson would do a lot of things to make this team a better free throw shooting team. They'd have some more wins. Second free throw is on the way, and that one is in. So McNall makes it. And Loomis is going to call a timeout. They will have two remaining. 34 seconds to go in this third-place game. Why Not 60, Loomis 57. You're listening to the state tournament brought to you by Craig Weetish, your Pioneer seed dealer. Back in a minute.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
The Breeze, 94.5.
As always, we want to say a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school hoops throughout the season. We are down to 3 state championships and 34 seconds in regulation of the last consolation game. It is Why Not 60, Loomis 57. Why Not has the ball with 34 seconds to go. In the backcourt, they'll face full court pressure here. And Why Not will throw it in. Waiting for everything to get set. They're going to try and check Clay McNall in, but they're waiting to check him in until after the inbound. So here we go. Wiesler throws it in. Austin got open. Rademacher in the backcourt doesn't want to foul. They're looking for a 10-second and a timeout called by Why Not. And according to my book, they have one left. 28 seconds to go in the basketball game. We'll take it with them. It's still 60-57. Why Not? We'll be right back on the Breeze.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Coming up, the Bonds Printer postgame show. We'll give you a quick rundown of the stats and then head off to the Devaney Sports Center for the C2 final between Ravenna and Lutheran High Northeast. 4:30 on Classic Hits 98.9, and all championships are on ESPN Radio. Why Not? Once again, we'll try and throw it in. And they will get it in. Still some time on the clock here. 25 seconds and in the backcourt. Weisler, they get it to Sudbeck. That's who they want to have it. Still in the backcourt. And a foul called on Loomis will send Austin Weisler to the free throw line. They had Wynot pressing a little bit, but there's 20 seconds left. That'll two shots coming up. If it's a one and one, that's one thing. But with that two shots, it's so much easier to hit at least one of them. And right now, that's all Austin Weisler has to do, leading by three. His first free throw of the game is up and right through there. Well, Jackson Sudbeck scored eight in a row for Wynot to take him from a four-point deficit to a four-point lead, and it looks like that's going to be the stretch that determines this basketball game. Loomis has scored 1 point in 4 minutes. Second free throw is up, and it is in. 20 seconds to go, 62-57, Wynot. They want to sub in. Loomis has two timeouts remaining, so they need to hustle it up the floor, obviously score and call the timeout. Pearson to throw it in. He'll get it to Anderson. Anderson dribbling around in the backcourt. They need to get the ball in the front court. McNall, still 15 seconds. Long pass down to Houston. Houston tries to get it inside, and it's tipped out of bounds by Weisler, and that took over 9 seconds. 11 seconds is all that remains, and now Loomis probably has to shoot a three. Down by five. They waste the time there. Into Sundquist. His three is blocked. It's taken away. Wynot's going to win the game. Great job out there of blocking the three-pointer is Chris Schmidt. Sundquist commits his fourth foul. There's 7.8 seconds to go. So Loomis started slow, really got going, and finished slow. They were down 13-3. They were up by four. And had a chance, it looked like, maybe to put this game away. They held Wynot. It was 56-52 forever. And then finally, Wynot made a couple of moves by Jackson Sudbeck, forced some turnovers from Loomis, and now they're going to win a ball game. At the line will be Chris Schmidt, shooting two. He can definitely put this away if he hits them both. 7.8. And the first free throw here by Schmidt is on the way, and it is no good. Loomis could probably get a bucket and maybe have a couple of seconds left on the clock at the most. Second free throw now for Schmidt is on the way, and it's no good, and the ball's tipped out. Loose ball, clock runs, foul. Foul on Wynot, the only thing they didn't want to do, but 3.5 seconds ran off the clock, so they'll take that. We're down to 4.4. The foul is on Chris Schmidt. He fouls out of the basketball game with 9 points and 7 rebounds, but there's only 4.4 left. So right now, Loomis has to hope that Kyle Rademacher can hit both free throws, and then they're going to have to get a turnover. 4.4 to go, but Rademacher's got to make them both. First one is no good. It's the story of the season. Deep breath for Steve Johnson. In the end, it's not the end of the world, but both teams wanted to win this game. Second free throw is up. It's no good. The ball is rebounded by Anderson. Kicks it out to McNall for three. It is no good. And the basketball game is over. The final score is Wynot 62 and Loomis 57. We'll be back with the Bonds Printer postgame show in a minute. You're listening to the state basketball tournament brought to you in part by Zeke Johnson, your Channel C dealer in Hildreth.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodel job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And we are back on the Vons Printer postgame report here on the Breeze. Let's take a look at the numbers that I had for Loomis in the basketball game. And we will start here with Clay McNall, 10 points, 1 rebound, 2 blocks. Kyle Rademacher, 3 rebounds. Kalen Anderson, 3 points, 3 rebounds. Shane Sundquist, 8 points, 2 rebounds. Josh Earsom, 13 points to lead the team today. He had 6 rebounds and a block. Matt Gray, 8 points all in the first half, 4 rebounds. Kelly Thorell, 2 points and a rebound. And Matt Houston, 12 points and 6 rebounds. 12 rebounds in the first half, 14 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 6 of 11 in the first half, 11 of 22. In the second half, three-point shooting, 1 of 2 in the first half, 3 of 7 in the second, and turnovers, 9 in each half. Loomis had 29 points at halftime. They actually scored 38 here in the second half of play. But it was not enough. Let me check that. It wasn't 38. It was 28 that they scored here in the second half. 57 points for Loomis. The 57 points go along with 26 rebounds, 17 out of 33 at the free throw line, 4 of 9 from three-point land, 3 blocks, and 18 turnovers. Loomis will finish the season 18-8 and 4th in Class D2. We'll look at the numbers for Why Not in a minute on the Vons Printer postgame show.
Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vons Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vons Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through 4-color process printing at Vons Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Listen to your mother. Most accidents happen close to home. Whether true or not, if your home is in central Nebraska, Eustis Body Shop can be quick to get you back into business in no time.
I received a quick estimate. They handled the insurance. They lent me a car, and they were done when they said they'd be.
Hello, I'm Doug Keller of Eustis Body Shop. Our experienced people and state-of-the-art equipment are an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us at facebook.com/EustisBodyShop, where we take the dent out of accident.
The Breeze, 94.5.
The Why Not Blue Devils finish on a 10-1 run to win the ball game after finishing fourth last year, third this year, and here's the way they finished it out. It was a very balanced attack here for the Blue Devils, as they had 3 players in double figures. 8 points for Austin Weisler and 1 rebound. Nate Weisler, the 6'8 junior, 14 points, 11 rebounds, 5 blocks. Davis Weisler, 14 points, 2 rebounds. Jackson Sudbeck, 13 points, 8 of those in a row that made the difference during this last run of the fourth quarter. Chris Schmidt, 9 points, 7 rebounds and a block. Kobe Sudbeck, 4 points, 6 rebounds. And Brady Stratman, 1 rebound. 14 rebounds in each half. Free throw shooting, 5 of 10 of the first half, 10 of 15 of the second half. 3-point shooting, 3 of 7 in the first half, and 2 of 8 in the second half. Turnovers, 10 in the first half, and they had 10 more in the second half. So for Why Not, 26 points at halftime, 36 of the second half. The Blue Devils finish with 62 points, 28 rebounds, 15 out of 25 at the free throw line, 5 of 15 from three-point land, 6 blocks and 20 turnovers. And Why Not ends the season 24-3. They were ranked third coming into state, and they'll finish in third with a 62-57 win over the Loomis Wolves. We'll wrap it up right after this on the Vons Printer postgame show.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
When I told my buddies I was picking Butler to make it to the Final Four, my friends just laughed. So tournament time came around, we all head down to Cunningham's Journal. As my wife might say, my home away from home, Cunningham's has what any bracketologist would want. Wireless internet to do your research, awesome food, a bajillion TVs, and the coldest beer in town. Anyways, there was Butler in the final seconds, nailing a buzzer beater, and guess who's laughing now? So fellow bracketologists, when it comes to tournament time, make Cunningham's Journal your home away from home in downtown Kearney.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And speaking of the brackets, don't forget to go to ESPNSuperstation.com and sign up for our Doug and Daddy $50,000 Bracket Challenge. You can sign up now. They'll post the brackets tomorrow and get it all signed up and ready to go at ESPNSuperstation.com. Your state champions so far today, Scottsbluff in B, Boys Town in C1, O'Neill, St. Mary's in D1. Coming up at 4:30, Ravenna and Lutheran High Northeast. At 6:30, Omaha South, Omaha Central, Giltner and Howells tonight here on the Breeze. At 8:30, your third-place game winners, Papillion in A, Beatrice in B, Bishop Newman in C1, Hardington Cedar Catholic in C2, Humphrey St. Francis in D1, and here, why not, 62, Loomis 57 in D2. You've been listening to the Vons Printer post-game show. For Maggie back at the studios, this is Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us. Thanks to the Loomis Wolves and Coach Steve Johnson and all their sponsors for another outstanding season as they finish fourth this year in Class D2. They had an amazing game on Thursday, just couldn't pick up another win here over the weekend. This is Doug Duda saying we'll talk to you in less than an hour from the Bob Devaney Sports Center, Ravenna and Lutheran High Northeast on Classic Hits 98.9. Until then, enjoy the rest of your weekend, everyone.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.